This speech is my recital. I think it's very vital to rock
a rhyme.
That's right.
On time.
It's tricky. It's so tight.
Here we go. It's tricky to rock a rhyme. To rock a rhyme. That's right. On time is tricky.
Welcome to episode 59 of CNBC, the podcast about enjoying beer.
You're Mike?
Oh, shit.
And I'm Chris. And we have some guests with us tonight. We have Brian, Tom, and...
Mark.
Mark. That's your name.
Really?
And we're going to have a number of beers from Saranac Brewing out of somewhere in New York. Upstate New York.
Somewhere. So we're continuing our tour of the United States. We were in West Virginia, then we went down to Kentucky for our Pennsyltucky bookend.
Over to Kentucky.
And now we are up into upstate New York, another mountainous area with lots of pine trees.
So last week was West Virginia?
No, last week was Pennsylvania. Kentucky.
Yeah.
Kentucky and West Virginia together with some of Pennsylvania and some of Maryland is called Pennsyltucky, where all those Appalachia-type people are.
I think that dishonors Maryland. I don't have any reference to Maryland in that.
Well, right, because there's only a very smidge of Maryland in there.
How about Panhandle-tucky?
It's not even the panhandle. It's just like a, you know.
Stop trying to reinvent the wheel, Brian.
Unless they all consider themselves part of Pennsylvania.
I don't like it.
If you want to do the, you know, the Appalachian Trail and say I did one state worth of the Appalachian Trail, you know, do Maryland.
Right.
And West Virginia's even shorter.
You can do it in a day. Is it?
Yeah.
Very short.
Oh, is it just, it's just Harper's Ferry, basically?
Yeah.
All right. Off of our trail talk and on to our beer talk.
Yes. What's the first beer? It is...
Pumpkin Ale.
Saranac's Pumpkin Ale. Ale brewed with pumpkin and spices. Now, we did a full pumpkin episode. Did we do Saranac in it? I don't think so.
I don't think Saranac was one of the 9 pumpkin beers we did that night.
But anyway, if you're really into pumpkin beers, go find that episode. It was last year, I think, we did it with all 9, 10 pumpkin beers.
Yeah, it was a lot of pumpkin beers.
Pumpkin.
So, I catch a little bit of the pumpkin pie smell.
Wow.
Nutmeg.
Looking at it, it's bright orange.
Yeah.
And
very, very clear.
Kind of seedy inside.
Yeah, it is very clear.
Yeah. Light, orange, like filtered, totally filtered. Very
Saranac is large enough that they probably have some good filtering.
Very, very filtered.
And the head's not sticking
out.
You
can totally taste the pumpkin and the nutmeg in that. And a little bit of cinnamon.
The spices, yeah.
I'm not getting the pumpkin so much as I'm getting all the spices.
So this isn't like, you know, the thing with pumpkin beer
is... Oh, I can totally taste it.
Yeah,
sometimes
strong in there.
You'll get super spicy pumpkin pie sweet beer. Sometimes you'll get more on the mild side. To me, this feels a little more on the mild side. It seems like a pretty well-balanced pumpkin beer, actually.
I'm not getting the pumpkin. I'm getting all the other things.
From the bottle.
It tastes very sweet.
The perfect hint of pumpkin flavor, spiced right with cinnamon, allspice, clove, and ginger. You'll think you just drank fall. I can smell that. I can smell what you're saying. I'm not getting pumpkin in the smell. I'm totally getting pumpkin in the taste.
But it's not like super sweet spicy, right?
No, not at all.
It's not like drinking
pumpkin pie. No, it's not like that at all.
It's like a nice amber with those other things in
it.
Don't you think allspice is like a presumptuous name for a spice? It's like everything else is where it's from or what kind of plant. You're like, I'm the allspice.
It's interesting when you actually find a beer with like anti-spice.
I don't know what that is.
We're trying too hard
Spice
here.
Girls.
Spice Girls. There we go.
No, I've always thought that about allspice. I'm like, I think it's like, I don't know.
Well, we should look. Now I'm inspired, and thank God we have the internet, so I can find out where allspice came from and why it's
called. It can't be good for everything.
I'm sure there's an allspice beer.
It cannot be allspice.
Well, I don't even know what to say. It's like this stuff includes all the spices, or this is spice for all
food. It's just the name of the spice. It's the allspice.
But it's like when I pass like a Church of God on the road. And I'm like, what do you think we're the church of? Like,
Church of the Fun.
Anybody could go there. Anybody could use allspice.
Who invited you, Brian?
It's all got to be about beer. I can't go at all off like topic at all.
Hey man, we put allspice. It takes its name from its aroma, Brian, which smells like a combination of spices, especially cinnamon, cloves, ginger, and nutmeg. In much of the world, allspice is called pimento.
Yeah. What?
Wow. Because the Spanish mistook the fruit for the black pepper, which the Spanish called pimenta.
That seems like a much
It's amazing what Mike knows.
Yeah. This is why rote memorization will go the way of the woolly mammoth, which we're about to bring back.
By the way, we had another person join us. Say hello, Greg.
Hello, Greg.
Yeah, finally! Somebody did that!
Final thoughts on the pumpkin beer?
I'm a fan of this beer. I'm only probably going to have one bottle before I move on to something else.
Yeah.
Does that make sense?
Yeah, well, we got like six more.
Absolutely.
My point is, if I was at a bar and I was drinking this, I would say, why don't we try something else?
Let's say it's Halloween. Would you drink a couple more?
I drink on Oktoberfest.
I feel like it's mild enough. Like, pumpkin beer is inherently gimmicky, but it's mild enough on the pumpkin that I would have more.
Well, you could.
That was an enjoyable
beer. No, I definitely could. I could do whatever I want. I'm just saying.
No.
Easy, pal. Easy.
Hey,
easy.
As an American citizen, look, I like the beer. I just don't know if I do it in a bottle.
All right, what's the next one?
Next one's going to be what Mark was saying he'd have next.
All
the
right.
Oktoberfest.
Mm-mm.
So this is a seasonal pack that I recently picked up on a trip to the Adirondacks.
Oh, nice.
This week.
Which is where exactly... That's what they're located up there somewhere, right?
They used to be in Saranac Lake. I don't know if they are anymore.
Yeah, no, they're up in the Adirondacks. They're an Adirondack beer.
Oh, that's right. It's actually FX Matt Brewing, right? We talked about... Did we do a Saranac episode once?
We did a Saranac Vertical way back in the early days.
Yeah, maybe episode
3?
12 or so. It was when Matt was on.
Ah, yes.
Tom's friend, Matt.
Our friend, too.
Our friend, too.
Friend
of the show, yes.
I would expect more pumpkin.
Yeah.
That's what Mike was saying.
Yeah, this is, you know, Saranac is not necessarily a...
This is more of a...
craft beer.
They're quality.
Would you not call them a craft beer? They're too big for their own.
Yeah, I would call them a craft beer, but they're definitely going to be more mild side of craft beer, right?
Yeah, well
they're not going to be like crazy out there stuff.
Right. They have to be consumable by
They're a very large regional brewery.
That's just for drinking, whatever you want to do.
Okay. America.
I might have to hit you up for some of that.
So another very clear, but
I don't know, kind of a dark light.
Dark in this room, so we're not getting color. Is not really doing justice. Mine has a nice puffy head, some big bubbles in the head.
Also highly filtered.
Yep.
It's crystal clear. It's got a nice orange amber.
How do you know it's highly filtered?
Because it's clear,
like, as opposed to cloudy.
And be really, like, you know, get cloudy beers like some of those with Hefeweizens and such. It's not super effervescent, but it's got the right color for a nice Märzen. This is a German style lager.
Oh, I kind of like this. Saranac Oktoberfest from the bottle.
Or Frest.
Blah. Saranac R Oktoberfest German style lager from the bottle. Tasty, malty, Oktobery. An authentic German style lager passed down through four generations. One sip will send you straight to Munich.
It does look like they've got a can of Löwenbräu in the back of their label for this.
Yeah.
See, that's very funny.
Isn't it?
It does look like the Löwenbräu logo.
There's definitely Löwenbräu in there.
Bavarian flag.
Is that the Bavarian
flag? And Oktoberfest is not even in October.
It's in the end of September, which is where we are right now.
Octobery? That sounds fishy.
Octobery?
Absolutely.
So this is kind of a...
I don't get too much flavor.
No, right? It kind of starts...
I was thinking the first one had more.
Yes, yeah. The first one definitely
Had more flavor.
I was expecting to get some like caramel or like some of those maltier flavors.
But see, here's the thing. I think I could have three or four of these. This is a nice light beer that I could easily sit and just chill with.
You could have one of those giant beer mugs brought to you by a well-endowed woman with a cut-down shirt.
So like Friday night.
It's not offensive. Bustier. It starts off with a little bit of malt and caramel on the front, but then it just dies on the tongue. It doesn't stay long, right? Like you get the flavor right in the beginning, and then just whoop, if you forgot whatever you're drinking.
So you're not a fan?
Yeah, it's not that I'm not a fan, but it's like this is drinking. There's not a lot to describe about.
You're getting a whole liter of this beer.
Yeah.
Yes.
I mean, you could drink it.
I would drink an awful lot of this beer and not be sad.
Right. This is a 5.4% alcohol.
What? I'm already drunk.
What is that metric?
20 IBUs.
The liter?
Yes, just a metric. It's the thing that they do in Germany.
Right.
That, well, everywhere other than the United States.
Yeah, everywhere, but we'll say, F it, we're big, we'll do what we want.
No, England. England, they have to do that.
They do ounces?
Doesn't standard come from England?
That's no, Imperial did, comes from the United, it comes from there, but they switched over to metric.
Now. They've gone to metric?
Oh, yeah. Well, we're the only except country. At the pubs, they still have the Imperial still, point.
Yeah.
It's like us and Trinidad and Tobago are the only places that use Imperial.
They call their money the pound.
Nice.
TNT, baby!
I made that up, but there's like some crazy small island in the Pacific that uses it, and us, that's it.
So are we ready for news of the weird in the beer world?
We should help that out.
Mm-hmm.
We're ready
for news. All right, so interesting story. Portland brewers to make beer with treated sewage.
What?
Which is like most bottled water.
Right. Is it? What?
Yeah, if it doesn't say spring water, then it's basically treated sewage water.
Ew. Awesome. I'm going to pay for treated sewage water.
And I want to look at your bottled water descriptions.
Oregon is known for specialty beers, but what about beer made with sewer water? It's what some local home brewers will be doing this summer. Ugh.
Read the news.
I love the experimentation process, he says, which is why this summer Landers will be one of more than a dozen local home brewers taking part in a unique experiment. Their water comes straight from the treatment plant. It's all part of a competition Washington County's Clean Water Services is putting on to demonstrate different uses for its recycled water. Well, apparently it also is uses to be bottled and sold for a profit. Is there another use we can use to meet our long-term water needs?
Yes, water.
The agency says a special purification system is able to make sewer water even cleaner than your typical drinking water. The water that comes from the high purity water system is the cleanest water on the planet. And when it comes to making beer, the purer the water, the better the brew. If you're starting with absolute zero, you can add a lot more and get a lot more creativity than, let's say, you're using Bull Run water. It's been jokingly called sewage brewage. But don't expect to be finding the beverage on store shelves anytime soon. The competition summer is just for fun. The Department of Environmental Quality allows recycled water to be used for drinking purposes, but only if it goes through a specific process that includes selling it in plastic bottles to stupid people. Oh, I'm sorry. Goes through a specific process that includes approval from the state and national agencies as well as public hearing. State officials told blah, blah, blah. The brewers are following this process. So how's that sound for appetizing? And the beer picture kind of looks all chunky and brown when they're showing poured beer, but it also looks kind of good. So,
would
any
you try
thoughts
that?
On that, gents?
I would try that.
Sure.
Why not?
So I like what they say. Like, that's the whole thing. Like, it's the water. That's why Coors was one of their things. It's the water. There is something to be said for why bagels in New York taste different and better, and you can't really replicate it because of the water, the way it's
the yeast.
The, whatever's in the water that has the reaction makes the things better. We know that's true with beers and whiskeys. That's why you have branch water, right? With your scotches. So from a 100% pure, no impurities thing, it might be good because then you're only going to get what comes out of the other stuff.
But sewer water is going to be the preferred water like next year, pretty much.
Invest now, right? Get in on that early.
Yeah.
I'm going to buy stock in sewer water.
Sweet companies.
That cracks me up, man. So, all Chris, right. Back to you, sir.
Let's grab another one.
So we're done with our thoughts on Oktoberfest.
You know,
it tastes like an Oktoberfest.
It tastes like a
lager. Tastes like a lager.
I've had, you know, good Oktoberfest beers, and I've had mediocre ones, and this to me is kind of on the mediocre side.
I don't think we'll get a retweet from Saranac with that feedback.
No, the Saranac makes good, easy drinking beers. They're just not, they don't make anything that knocks your sock off. Socks?
Sock off?
Well, I just wear one.
They have some other stuff up there. It's like the red
beautiful. Beautiful.
I was camping, I didn't have a lot of space in my cooler.
You know what?
It was
you know
a
what?
Quick.
Prove it.
No. Oh, God!
There's no video, right? What are we drinking?
All right, we're on to the next beer. It is Darktoberfest.
Yeah, so...
Enough?
Yes.
Okay. It certainly is darker.
With Munich malt providing its deep reddish copper color and bigger, richer character, this is an Oktoberfest that truly embraces its dark side.
Dark side.
The dark side.
Embrace the dark side.
Hey.
The Force Awakens.
All right, so, yep, yeah, it's darker.
Everybody get some?
The head's darker.
So this is the last beer, but with food coloring?
Is it really?
No, it's. I get some of the roastier notes.
Yeah, you smell
something
a little different.
Tastes a little roastier.
It has a malted. You actually get an aroma, and the color is definitely much darker. It's still got the amber. You can't hear me. I'm pointing my head the other way. Still got amber the color, but it's a really dark amber.
It has more flavor too.
Very malty.
It is malty.
I feel like this.
Oh, this is much better.
Yeah.
I like this.
So is this like a Dunkel?
No. It still tastes like a lager, but it's got
a
malt
rising, or is that a section?
It's not like a Schwarzbier or something? It's not like a black lager?
Isn't a Dunkel a lager?
It's a position.
I don't know if Dunkel is a lager.
Dunkel is your drunk
German
uncle.
Most German beers are lagers, so Dunkel probably is a lager. Dunkelweizen, right?
Yeah. Where is Jeff when we need him?
We didn't invite him.
Oh, my God.
He knows too much.
You know, he's absolutely 100% correct. A Dunkel is a dark German lager. Dunkels are typically range in color from amber to dark reddish brown. They're characterized by their smooth, malty flavor. So, cheers to you and your call of the Dunkel. I stand corrected.
Let's call this a Dunkel. Screw the dark Oktoberfest.
Yeah. Dark we're Dunkel. Having a Dunkel.
In this country, you know. In
my country.
In my country, Darktoberfest roasts you.
Wow, we're all quiet. That's not working well for a podcast.
I'll tell you what, Mike.
We're all drinking.
Any final thoughts on this?
Let's let this beer warm up a little bit and see what it tastes after you read the next 10 somethings.
Of the 100... American craft
brews that you must
try.
But you're going from
We know.
80 to 70.
We left off at the where the hell did we leave off?
Last episode we got through number 80, which was I can't remember what the beer was, but so we would be at 79.
Here we go. Finally found it. All right. This is a great beer, actually. And we just recently got feedback from our listeners when we did the Allagash video about their big fandom of trying Allagash White. This, by the way, that listener most of the time drank Bud and Bud Light.
Nice.
And was like, Allagash White, I tried it for the first time. I really, really liked it. And that's number 79, which I'm a big fan of everything
I think
Allagash
White's are good
does.
Bridge beers. Yeah, those are good bridge beers.
Yeah. And it's just a good... The Belgian wit beer is the Rodney Dangerfield of the craft beer world. It gets no respect. But it is good. Number 78. Oh, this was the first American beer that I ever had. I guess Sam Adams was the first. Ankerstein. Remember Ankerstein?
Yep.
That was like one of the few beers you could get.
They might have been there before Sam Adams even. Yeah, I think so.
Yeah. Because I remember Ankerstein was one of the ones that you could barely get, but it was good when you got it. An American original style that harks back to the era before the scourge of Prohibition devastated the country's brewing industry. Steam beer is fermented with lager, blah, blah, blah. All right.
It's not as good as the Alpine Do It, but I like it.
77, Alpine Do It, IPA. That's from Alpine, California. Simcoe and Amarillo hops compromise this duet.
Sounds good to me.
Have you ever had it?
No.
You've had tons of California beer. Oh, I've never had it, but I already want it now because it's from... I got to go out there. I'm going to go to Santa Rosa.
You're finishing... You're
sorry,
ending sentences
number
76,
where's Russian it from? River Supplication, Santa Rosa, California.
I've had that.
Russian River just makes really, really good beer. Sour beer and wild ale seem to be the next frontier for American craft brewers. Yes, my my beer expert coworker is all about the sours now. He said IPAs are dead. He's also hasn't hit 30 yet, though. So,
Number 75, Craftsman Cabernet Ale from Pasadena, California.
Never had that one.
Never. The craft beer movement got off to a slow start in Los Angeles, but even in the dark days, there was an artist engineer working away. Number 74 I've had, and I'm a big fan of it. Bell's Two Hearted Ale.
Yeah, good stuff.
Yeah. Kalamazoo, Michigan. Number 73, I've had this beer too. Deschutes Black Butte Porter.
Yeah.
From Portland, Oregon. Number 72, Half Acre Daisy Cutter. Never heard of it.
No.
Chicago, Illinois. Okay, technically Daisy Cutter is a pale ale, and it has a quaffable 5.2% ABV, but its flavor profile is more in line with fresh IPA. All right, we'll check it out. Oh, I like this beer too. 71, Smutty Nose, Finest like Kind label. IPA. They look like Bartles and James.
For the label.
So I've had this beer at night yet for the label, but that is it is an excellent beer.
I hope to look like that in 5 years. All
right. Hold on. 15 minutes, maybe.
Smutty Nose, yeah. It does have a guy that's bald that looks like you.
Oh, that's racist.
And finally, to wrap it up tonight, Hair of the Dog. Adam, Hair of the Dog Brewing Company, Portland, Oregon. One of those wildly creative boutique breweries that specialize in bottle-conditioned beers that improve with age. So what? We'll
I think we mentioned that when we were going through all the states. And
yeah.
That was one of the smaller breweries out of Portland.
So Hair of the Dog seems to be a place that we'll have to check out when we make our on-site visit to Portland.
Oh, we should do a Portland trip.
Portland, Oregon?
Yeah.
That's a hell of a drive, dude. It takes 84 hours if you stop in Vegas, drop some.
I got two words for you.
They got planes.
RV.
They got planes that go there.
Yeah, that's true.
Your V?
RV.
Yeah.
That was our a cool V. Town. So you got the
Portland is a cool town.
Poor bus.
Question just on one of the beers that reminded me of a buddy that went to this. There was a beer festival this past weekend. The Schnaudigaster.
Snallygaster. Yeah,
Snallygaster.
Yeah, in D.C.
It had the breakfast out. Go ahead. Sorry, go ahead.
No, I was just wondering if anybody went there.
No.
I didn't, but
take.
You know, two guys that run a beer podcast, we should probably go to some of these things every now and then.
And not only that, but I sent you guys pictures of that article about the types of beers they're having at that festival, and one of them was the founder's the breakfast stout.
Yeah, Canadian breakfast
stout. Yes, the Canadian breakfast stout. CBS was going to be on tap there, and we didn't go. That's one of those great beers.
But that sounded like a cool festival.
It was a beer festival today.
Zach went.
Virginia. Somebody said, you know, I don't know if this is the Allen guest, but there's an excellent Maine beer out there, and his buddy tasted. He said, "Your beer tastes just like that main beer."
Zach is a guy that Greg keeps recommending we bring on the show. Mm-hmm. So in our brewer series, we should hook up with this guy, Zach.
Yeah, he's get him really into. He's really into beer.
Ask him to bring some homebrew. We'll get him on. We're international. We found out
now that
nice
number 6 in Latin America. This,
really, hola.
Darktoberfest has warmed up a little bit. Any more thoughts on this one?
Is it supposed to be better warmed up, or what is it?
Sometimes you'll get a little more flavor out of it. It tastes about the same to me. You know, it's a little bit better than the Oktoberfest. I'm not loving it.
It's got a little bit more caramel note to give the giving the Oktoberfest a little kick. I like a darker beer.
All right, what's the next beer, Mike?
We have Saranac Legacy IPA with Angels Dancing All around right. their goblets.
An IPA. I'm ready for some flavor.
Welcome to flavor country.
Let's see what Saranac has for us.
Me.
This is a very...
Are you getting
No.
Shit.
Is this a very...
bottle floating around
here?
Yeah. Is that Legacy?
It's very light for an IPA.
Check over there.
Oh, nice.
There's a bottle here. That's it right there.
There we go.
I just opened that.
Smells like an IPA.
Would I be wrong in saying floral? No.
No. You'd be right.
It's whatever. Yeah. It's piney on the nose. I get piney, dank.
It's kind of a mix of
like my underpants.
Piney?
No, it's a dank. I mean, not that I know it's underpants. I just imagine.
It's like Mike Newberry. It's like no, it's not. It's not. It's more dank.
But yeah, you get that. There's a pine note in there.
A little citrusy.
You know, put you one of those, those little pine things that you hang in your
pocket.
Those are my underpants.
Well, that was the type of
bottom of the sack when they do up a little.
that was the type of aromatherapy I was getting when
could
I was
hiking. Could you guys call an adult for me? This would make me hear
different pines and different smells throughout the forest, and this was sort of one of them.
So this
it
is,
smells good.
This is authentic to Saranac Forest?
Absolutely.
Wow, you say that one more time.
It smells very good.
I did three or four hikes last week in the Adirondacks, and this beer smell is the same type of smell I was getting through the forest.
That's nice. Awesome. That's awesome. You need to tell Saranac that to put in their marketing. Is it on the bottle?
Was it snowing?
Where's the bottle? Pass me a bottle.
When he was skiing. Ski Dumping. Hiking.
Saranac Legacy IPA from the bottle. Our founder's century-old IPA recipe uses lighter malts, which allow the hop flavor to shine through. We're proud to share his legacy of great beer and forest smells.
Oh. Well, it doesn't say that. I made that up.
But I'll tell you, the scent made you think that there's going to be a ton of hops in this, but the flavor does not deliver on that hop.
I'm picking up like nuts and grapefruit.
No, but it's an IPA. You can taste the hops in there.
Grapefruit, yeah.
I can taste the hops in there.
Yes. I got a little grapefruit in there.
I mean, there's a little bit of bitterness.
I'll agree with the grapefruit, but it's not bitter.
Really? You don't get a little bit of bitterness?
I get a little tiny bit, but for an IPA, I'm getting lager bitterness.
Grapefruit brine type thing.
Yeah, it does taste grapefruity. I'll agree with that.
But I didn't smell, you said citrus on the note, but I didn't smell citrus, but I could taste citrus.
I can't smell anything. I had already drank it.
I broke my nose about
it's damn tasty, though.
There's nothing here.
So what are we recording?
Yes.
What are our thoughts on this IPA?
All right. I like it. It smells good. Tastes good. I'm good with it.
I like the forest thing, and I like the story, and I think it goes well with the beer.
It does go well with the beer. I actually, you know that I'm not a fan of hops, the way you guys are huge fans of hops.
I'm that
This is a little bit lighter than a regular IPA.
Yeah.
If you know what I mean, like I could drink this with a little bit more.
It doesn't have that West Coast thing going.
I can taste the bitter that you were mentioning. I can taste the fruit
and
the floral
time thing. So tonight we started with Saranac's Pumpkin Ale. We moved on to Saranac's Oktoberfest.
Then the Darktoberfest.
Darktoberfest. Then the Legacy IPA.
So and, Chris, how about you and I abstain from thoughts since we're such a large crowd tonight? Mark, beer.
I like the Darktoberfest. I actually like the first three beers. The pumpkin, I would have one and then move on to something else. The two Oktoberfest and Darktoberfest I like. Darktoberfest.
Greg, take a six pack. Which one are you going to take?
I would concur with the Darktoberfest. And also, I want to thank you all for having me tonight.
Tom, which one would you
Shut
take?
Shut up, Greg.
I would go with the Legacy
Never
IPA.
Never come again!
Legacy IPA is an easy drinking IPA for somebody that doesn't love IPAs.
I agree with that, as someone who doesn't love IPAs.
And they want sort of a pale ale, but not go the whole way. I think the Legacy IPA.
It's like a hike in the mouth.
Yeah. Brian.
Legacy IPA for the hints of grapefruit and truffle butter.
Thanks for listening to CNBC episode 59. You can subscribe to our podcast feed in iTunes or get the podcast directly from our host at cnbcpodcast.podomatic.com.
You can email us, cnbcpodcast@gmail.com. You can follow us on Twitter and Facebook and YouTube.
Anything with CNBC Podcast and those social media feeds.
That's right. We don't know what we're going to do next week. So we'll
next week we're going to have a Whole Foods Harpoon Brewer.
Probably not.
No? All right.
You got a quote for us, Mike?
I do. Beber uma boa cerveja.
What?
Drink good beer in Portuguese.
Nice.
Cheers. Cheers.
I met this little girlie. Her hair was kind of curly. Went to her house and bust her out. I had to leave real early. What's the Orinoco flow going on? Is that Ryan?
I don't know. Making music?
Hey, quit singing! How is it, Dave? It's tricky.
I'm gonna go find out which virtuoso I just destroyed. Because rhyme, they really hawk, but we just walk because we have no time.
And in the city, it's a pity because we just can't hide. I know, I've listened to the Tupac song. Is it Tupac or is it Tupac? I'm, you know.
It's six pack.
Right.
How is it, Dean? Tricky, 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 tricky. It's tricky to rock around, to rock.
I was. Will you move in and be his conscience?
You would regret that in the long term.
Fastest route to a urinary tract.
Right. Yeah, well, see, that's what I'm getting at. Yes.